Yeah, top of the news. Let me get to the story. It's breaking as we speak.
Oh,
there's stories coming one after another.
Wait a minute. Breaking news.
This is No Agenda.
We have breaking news. John C. Dvorak with breaking news.
breaking news in this case no pun intended, because we're talking about cow flatulence again and sheep belching. So there's a breaking aspect to it.
Okay, hit me.
Apparently, according to all these articles have just showed up. In fact, in today's Wall Street Journal, it turns out that sheep belching may account for 12% of man-made global warming.
Okay, and this is in the Wall Street Journal, you say?
Yeah, today's Wall Street Journal, big story on sheep belching, because the sheep apparently belch methane. And then if I was looking this up a little bit, and it looked, and according to one story, 12% of Australian greenhouse gases come from livestock flatulence. Again, another breaking story. Meanwhile, so I'm looking up all these different these stories, and I run, and you know, if you start scratching the surface of global warming, or as they now call it, climate change, because you know the other word was getting ridiculed.
wasn't working anymore.
Wasn't working, but I like it. I still like it. Global warming. It sounds better. So if you scratch the surface of it, you keep coming up with the same thing: vegans with an agenda and vegetarians. As though somebody came up with this neat idea some years ago that if you blame, you know, if you get onto this global warming kick, then you can attack livestock because at some point, you know, because of their belching and farting, you could attribute global warming to them. And so I run into the newspaper in Ontario called The Standard. St. Catharines is the town, St. Catharines Standard. And I think the headline kind of like says it all, and it's about global warming, but the headline is, we need to solve the, now quote marks, meat problem.
Ah, yes. I have a meat problem that I need solving too. And you can email me. This is unbelievable, but it makes so much sense, because you know, we know that this satellite failed to separate from the payload from the cone.
Ironic.
Yeah, this was the big fail. This was the satellite that was actually going to measure the sheep belching and cow flatulence as a part of man-made climate change from space. You know, it's out of control.
I wonder what was going on during the era where the entire Western plains were covered with millions and millions and millions of bison.
Well, they you know, surely you know that bison...
They must have farted.
No, they don't fart, man. No. By the way, I have done quite a bit of sheep shearing in my day. When I was much younger, we lived just south of Amsterdam in a small farming village. And it was a lot of fun, really. You know, the old-fashioned way with shears. And I have held many a sheep between my legs. There's a great drop for you. I've held many a sheep between my legs, but I've never heard one belch, ever. Have you?
Well, no. Actually, we have a sheep.
And does he belch?
I've never noticed it. Hmm. Maybe when they go, bah, that's actually a belch.
Well, I think I can tie a couple things together.
Sounds like a belch.
The meat problem. I like that you've latched on to that, because it hit me earlier this week that the smart grid, it has to do with energy power, but it has to do with a lot more. And I started looking into the smart grid. Now, a lot of the money for the smart grid will be dished out by an outfit called, I'm sure you've heard of them, the Western Area Power Administration. Have you heard of them?
No, actually, I haven't heard of them.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, the Western Area Power Administration, I'm just reading from their website, wapa.gov, part of the government. As a part of the Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, which, of course, is the big stimulus package. It grants the Western Area Power Administration the authority to borrow up to $3.25 billion from the U.S. Treasury. It has a whole bunch of... basically, they hand out the grants. And so as I'm looking through, you know, just going down as deep as I can, right?
Any grants we can get?
Well, interesting. So they're handing out a lot of money to GE and IBM. These are the two corporations who are going to receive most of this smart grid money. And IBM writes about, well, here's a little piece from IBM as it pertains to their grant. The world is becoming instrumented. By 2010, there will be a billion transistors per human, each one costing 1/10 millionth of a cent. The world is becoming interconnected with a trillion networked things, cars, roadways, pipelines, appliances, pharmaceuticals, and even livestock. The amount of information created by those interactions grows exponentially. And as you look through it, a part of this smart grid will be tracking livestock.
Ah.
So, of course, how do you track livestock? And also livestock feed, I'm sure, is going to be a part of it. So when you track livestock, it's very simple because even my pets are chipped. They all have a little chip inserted, and it's an RFID chip, and they can track each individual piece of meat, all a part of the meat problem.